This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Last week, the Salmon Arm City Council passed a law that panhandlers could be fined $50, spurred a lot of reaction. I think much of it motivated by concern for the poor and the homeless. And I have no doubt at the sincerity, well, at least up to the point where the interests of the poor meet other political agendas. But you know what? What I really want to say is cut the crap. The poor are way down the list when it comes to politics. You're going to have to forgive my impatience. I was brought up, though, by a single mother, four children, living below StatsCan low-income cutoff line. So I don't have a lot of patience with people who love to talk about poverty, but then to throw the poor and the homeless under the bus when it suits them. I mean, I could give you just one example, the Portland Hotel Society, where the self-proclaimed progressive executives ripped off tax dollars specifically targeted for the homeless, instead took trips to Europe, Disneyland, ate the finest at the finest restaurants, took limousines, and then were protected from a police investigation by the NDP and Liberals, instead got severance pay. But that's just one example because there are so many more. Top of the news right now is the anti-pipeline opponents, including some politicians, refusing to acknowledge that First Nations leaders directly impacted by the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion state that it's a generational opportunity to alleviate poverty. I mean, the attitude is, who cares? Next up, consider that all federal parties support dairy and poultry supply management, despite the fact that the higher prices significantly hurt low-income families. And here's one you never hear. Horizontal drilling and fracking has resulted in dramatically lower natural gas prices, which has a disproportionately positive impact on the poor because they spend a higher percentage of their income on energy. But that's not even mentioned by opponents, and that's my point. The impact of various policies on the poor are rarely, if ever, considered. Now, I can keep going, but I'll finish with a blast from the past. Every economist who looked at BC's harmonized sales tax concluded it was a big plus for the poor. Come on, that didn't stop organized labor and the political left, including poverty advocates, from opposing it for political gain. You know what? My point? The poor always take a backseat to other agendas. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.